This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Netflix may be in real trouble. A show for teens prominently portrayed a teen suicide in March, followed by a tragic spike in real teen suicides. Then entering the abortion fray, Netflix threatened a boycott against Georgia for its heartbeat abortion ban. Now the most recent subscription numbers for Netflix show, for the first time ever, a huge decline in subscriptions. Sailing against popular anti-abortion sentiment, Joe Biden says if elected, he would have his Justice Department attack states who have passed restrictions or bans against abortion. Even Texas State Senator Wendy Davis, famous for her filibuster against pro-life legislation in 2013, thinks she can swing a Texas congressional district reaching from Austin to San Antonio, where she will take on pro-life Representative Chip Roy. Meanwhile, opposing abortion may be one reason President Trump's poll numbers continue growing. This is Life News Radio. Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Visit lifenews.com today. In other headlines, the ACLU wants to force Alaska Governor Dunleavy to reverse course and restore funding after Dunleavy took from the state Supreme Court funding that the court compelled him to give to abortion. And Canadian doctors are refusing to treat an 89-year-old for pneumonia. They are, however, offering a quick, medically arranged death by injection. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.